Seriously, unless you have a professional-looking website, create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The RVs roll into St. Louis Thursday through Sunday for the St. Louis RV Show. On display and for sale are hundreds of RVs, the latest and easy-to-tow campers, affordable trailers, and luxurious motorhomes. The St. Louis RV Show, Thursday through Sunday. Website at sdlrv.com.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
squirrel gravy.
Oh, man, squirrel gravy would be so good today.
Oh, man.
We just can't find that anywhere.
Need to open a squirrel gravy restaurant.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 6th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark and Jason are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are two guys who are terrific financial advisors. They're with Stifel Nicolaus. They've been at it a long time. And they would love to sit down and have a meeting with you about what you are doing with your $25,000 or more. We'll tell you how to find them, where to find them, among other things. And we have a great, actually, snow joke. Maybe a cold weather joke. Another one for tomorrow. Then we're out of cold weather humor.
Hey!
There just aren't that many cold weather or snow jokes at the control board. Which, good news, is not frozen up because it's 116 degrees in here. Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs or retire, then now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason for an absolutely free consultation regarding your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
I am actually very comfortable with this, the warm studio the way it is.
You can't complain
right
about it.
No, I love it. And happy belated birthday to my mom. She celebrated a birthday yesterday.
And how old was mom yesterday? Do you know?
No, I don't know. She's never told me her age, her real age.
What?
Never has told me her real age.
Really?
So she could be 100? I mean, you don't even know?
She could be 100. She could be 39.
What does she look like? She is. Be careful here.
Oh, man. I got it.
48?
Yeah, 48.
Good move.
So growing up, you never knew?
No, never.
Wow. See, that's very odd.
Yeah.
To me.
So you never celebrate like a 50th
today,
birthday or 60th?
No.
If you asked her how old are you, would she tell you? Probably not.
Probably not.
Some women, they don't want you to know how old they are.
Yeah.
That's Dan Strauss, whose mom is an undisclosed age. Happy birthday, Mom. Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy pulled into work today in the garage, and he opened the trunk. He's so proud he opened the trunk of his car. He had a shovel. He had one of those triangular reflective emergency things. He had a flashlight. He had a bag of sand. He had those mitten warmer activated things for. He had extra gloves, extra shoes. And then he had a big old 40-pound bag. It wasn't salt. It wasn't chemicals. It was ground up. What was that?
Cheese.
It was cheese. A big bag of cheese.
Wow. You never know if you get stranded.
Hey, you could live on cheese. It's pretty smart, Rat Boy. And now, if you would, a round of applause for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I cannot breathe. I don't have a cold, but I can't breathe. What is that when you don't have a cold?
Sinus infection.
Wow, I can't breathe. It's like somebody's got a pillow over my face or something. We're brought to you by Mark. And again, not complaining. Going to have to work outside like those people that do have, like Ameren people or cops or salt
AAA,
truck.
AAA, like you mentioned earlier.
AAA people, those people. They're the real working people, not us. Brought to you by Mark and Jason. If you go to markandjason.com, you'll see their website. You'll learn a little bit about them. Here's who, well, if you match this description, then you're a candidate and should probably consider talking to them. If you have $25,000 or more, not necessarily sitting around in cash, could be in a 401k, could be in a couple of different places. But if it's, money that can be saved or invested, a meeting with them certainly can't hurt anything. If you don't like what they have to say, you don't like their suggestions, then it was just a meeting. I don't think that's going to happen because the feedback I get from people is that they appreciate the way Mark and Jason work. And they get the feeling that they want their recommendations to be as good as you want them to be. They want to see your money turn into more money just like you do. And most of us are not knowledgeable enough. Most of us don't do this for a living. They do. So they know the ins, the outs, how to pay less in taxes. And the truth is most people pay more income tax than they actually have to pay or should pay. Don't do that. Don't pay more than you have to. And you can actually save more than you realize you can save. And then you turn that money into more money. But it starts with your phone call. And if you want to know how to get a hold of these guys, you'll find that information at markandjason.com. That's markandjason.com. It's a meeting. Not going to cost you anything. The rest is up to you. Saw a couple of movies. Oh, before that, I have to share this with you. We accidentally made a payment that we didn't mean to make to Nordstrom. My wife has a Nordstrom card among 50 other cards. And the check was supposed to go to somebody completely differently, but it was done on computer, First Community, and enter, send. And then we realized that we sent a payment that we didn't need to send to Nordstrom. It was like $700. So I call Nordstrom this morning, and I get this gal on the phone, and I said, I gave her the account number, and she said, last four numbers of the social. Now, the card's in my wife's name. So I gave her those four numbers. And then she asked if I was the name on the card. And I said, no, that's my wife. I said, but I'm the bill payer. She said, I can't continue this discussion. I said, wait a second. Do you show a credit of $700? She said, yes. And I said, and can I get a refund, a check back? She says, no, we can only do that if it's authorized by your wife. And I said, so what are you telling me? She says, we need to speak to her. So I go upstairs, I have a cell phone, and I said, say hi to this woman, Julie. And my wife says, hello. And she says, are you his wife? And she said, yes. And she says, okay. She says, we'll be sending you a refund. And I said, hang on a second. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Now, your wife.
No. I'll say it for you. I'll say the woman I just handed my phone to could have been a hooker,
yeah.
could have been my daughter, could have been me changing my voice. How do you know that's my wife? She said, sir, we will be sending you a re-. I said, I'm not done. I'm not finished. I said, I'm not finished. And she says, we will be sending you a refund. I said, you not want to talk to me anymore? Are you telling me you don't want to talk to me? She says, no, sir. She says, you can certainly. I said, then let me talk. And by the way, you said in the beginning, just like all these things are being recorded for quality control. I said, I want you to play this for your boss. And here's what I want you to play back for them. Do you have any idea how completely silly and asinine it is when I give you the Social Security number, I verify the billing address, I give you everything you need, and I hand anybody the phone and they say they're my wife? It's stupid. She said, sir, will there be anything else? And I just realized I was wasting my breath.
Oh, yeah.
But can you believe that?
I've gone through that before, too, where everything was in my wife's name because she worked at AT&T and I could not talk because everything was in her name, but she had to authorize me to talk for that. So my name was actually on there, and it said authorization.
Okay,
to Dan
and I realized, you know, I called back because I thought I should have had my name put on. So mm-hmm. I called back and got a different person. And I went through the whole thing, and I said, I just got a credit repayment. I said, I want you to put my name on the account so this next time this happens, I don't have to put my wife on the phone. And you know what they said to me? We can't put you on the count without your wife's authorization. I had to go back upstairs and hand her the phone.
And she says, it's
okay. And she says, hello. And they said, are you his wife? She said, yes. And they said, is it okay if we put him on the end? She said, yes. And she gave me the phone back.
Yeah.
And again, I said, do you have any idea? I mean, that could have been me. Hello? I could have pretended. It wouldn't have mattered. Brother. But I'm supposed to be on there now.
That sounded like Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Saw a couple of movies. Saw Lee Daniels' The Butler. And I'll tell you why I saw it. I told you I wasn't going to see it because Oprah was in it. Jane Fonda was in it. Well, I didn't pay to see it. And I don't mean to be bragging, but I'm a member of SAG, the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, yeah.
And they send me these screening DVDs, so I watched it. Out of four, I'd give it 2.75. Here's the movie that blows it away. And I've talked about it before, 12 Years a Slave. All right. It makes The Butler look a distant second. The other movie we saw was, and it's not out yet, but they sent me a screening DVD, August Osage County, with Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts. It's very slow. It's a play that they made into a movie, and it looks like a play made into a movie. It's slow, but let me tell you something. If you've ever wondered why people make a big deal out of Meryl Streep as an actress, wait till you see this thing. What a performance from Meryl Streep as the matriarch of this dysfunctional family. August Osage County, worth watching when it comes out. Now, here's a question for you two. And the reason this came up was I was listening to, I believe it was somebody on with McGraw in the morning. Lady was soliciting instruments that people don't use anymore so they could give less fortunate kids instruments so they could learn how to play. And I got to thinking about something. Why is it that certain things come to a screeching halt and there's no more of them after that? And what I mean by that is, why have there been no new instruments in the last 100 years? There's guitar, trumpet, piano, drums, same instruments that we've mm-hmm. had since I've been born. There's not been a new, has there instrument at clarinet? Why has nobody said, hey, look, everybody, I've got a new instrument?
I know. I got a new oboe, trombone, blah, blah, blah.
No, something that makes a sound that is different. I mean, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Because you know at some point there was a drum and a guitar. And then some guy came along and said, hey, everybody, listen to this. They go, hey, what's that? I call it a trumpet. Mm-hmm. But that stopped.
Yeah.
100 to 300 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. Violins.
I mean, really, name me an instrument that in the last 100 years has been added to the instrument list.
No.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm telling you, I think certain things, you get to a point, there's nowhere else to go with them. All right, in the news yesterday, they said there have been two weather-related deaths from the snow in the St. Louis area. And they said the one guy, and they made his name, he's like 79 or something, they said he died shoveling snow, had a heart attack. And then they mentioned the other guy, and they said he died from cardiac arrest. What's the difference?
Yeah.
They literally, in the same story, said one guy died of a heart attack. Now, if there's a difference, I've never known what it was.
I don't know what it is
either.
Don't
you think of it as the same thing?
Yeah, I do, too. I think of it as the same thing. I think there is a difference, but I...
Well, our research, the head of our research department, Peon, is going to look right now to see if there's a difference between a heart attack and cardiac arrest.
Let's see. A cardiac arrest is a sudden collapse in an individual who is non-responsive, who has abnormal breathing. Abnormal breathing is either agonal respiration or gasping or not breathing at all. Heart attack is when the arteries supplying the heart get blocked up. Even though the heart is full of blood at times.
So cardiac arrest has nothing to do with arteries and a heart attack does?
Yeah, that's what it's...
But isn't the end result for both kind of the same?
Yeah,
your heart stops and you die.
Yeah.
Cardiac arrest, it is triggered by an electrical malfunction in the heart that causes an irregular heartbeat.
Okay.
While its pumping action, with its pumping action disrupted, the heart cannot pump. So I guess the cardiac arrest has more to do with the heart, not the arteries.
Cardiac arrest has more to do with the heart than heart attack?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then I think the cardiac arrest can then go into a heart attack.
So, yeah, with the cardiac arrest, with the heart pumping disrupted, the heart cannot pump blood to the brain, lungs, and organs. And so the person collapses and loses consciousness from the blood being...
Here's the other thing that makes me think they're the same thing. One guy is shoveling snow, and he drops dead. The other guy is shoveling snow, and he drops dead.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds to me like they're kind of the same thing. And they're both heart-related. They're both dead.
Unlike with sudden cardiac arrest, the heart usually does not stop beating during a heart attack. So.
Okay. Heart attack, you can have a heart attack and your heart's still beating.
Yeah, it says.
Cardiac arrest, boom, no beating.
It says that in a heart attack, if the blocked artery is not reopened quickly, the part of the heart normally nourished by that artery begins to die.
Okay.
So.
I sort of get it.
The longer a person goes without treatment, the greater the damage.
Now, have you guys watched, have you seen on TV these commercials for this thing coming to the Peabody Opera House called Shen Yen?
No.
It's like an Oriental, Asian, Japanese kind of Cirque du Soleil. You know these?
Yes, I've seen it.
Shen Yen.
Yeah.
A lot
like
of people.
The Chinese acrobats and Branson,
yeah,
maybe?
Kind of, yeah. A lot, it's real pretty and a lot of colors. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I'm highly cultured. And I appreciate art forms that other people don't understand. And what I want you to know about Shen Yen, if you go see it, is this is actually in dance and acrobatics the true story of the expression and how it came to be. You've got to be Shen Yen me.
Oh,
have you ever heard
really?
That?
Yeah.
Somebody go, you got to be Shen Yen me.
Yeah.
This is how, this is the story of how that got started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It makes it so much more enjoyable when you know the real story behind
the origin
it.
Of it. Wow.
The 49ers-Packers game was real cold to watch. And once again, as I've always believed, sometimes I think underappreciated is the place kicker. If a guy would be like the world's greatest place kicker, this guy could kick a 70-yard field. I mean, think about it. You could win... most every game, just 3 points, 3 points, 3 points. If you could just get close within 50, 60 yards, if a guy would be capable of consistently kicking 60-degree field goals, man, you could just clean
60
up.
Yard.
60 yards. You could clean up. You really could. But they usually like to be within 30, no more than 40 yards, 30 to 40.
I'm amazing.
Yeah,
the way some of these guys kick now, Greg Zuerlein with the Rams, that guy had just...
Greg the leg.
Yeah.
And this Packers 49ers game, the guy said that the football was like kicking a brick.
Yeah.
I mean, so cold,
man. Yeah.
That, and that made sense to me when he said that. Jimmy Fallon last night, if you missed it, you missed a terrific special, the best of
Jimmy Fallon's late night show.
I saw that, and
I got to tell you, it was hilarious. I got a whole new respect. This guy is going to take over the Tonight Show next month.
He is so talented.
He's 10 times more talented than Jay Leno.
Yes.
Jay Leno is a stand-up comic, and that's it. Jimmy Fallon is a musician. He can play, he can sing, he's an impersonator. He is absolutely, I was wrong about
he
Fallon.
He gets other celebrities to play along, too.
Yeah,
he goes along and on Jay Leno shows and plays.
He has a great ability to get the least likely people to...
Yeah, I'm not going to make you look stupid, but here's an idea I have for us. Yeah,
He's very sneaky
funny.
Talented because he doesn't look like to be standing up there doing his monologue.
No, he looks stiff and
sheepish.
Like it's his first night out
there.
Yeah, he'll fool you. I was wrong. Phil Everly's dead. I to be honest, I never really got into the Everly Brothers thing. I know they were influential. I know the Beatles said that they got a lot of their harmony ideas, Lennon and McCartney, from the Everly Brothers. Phil Everly dead at 74. They had good hair. I'll give you that. And, you know, it was the Everly Brothers. They had 19, I think, big hits, which is more than I would have thought. I would have thought, okay, Wake Up Little Susie and
Bye-Bye Love.
Bye-Bye Love, yeah. And two or three more. Now they had 19 big hits. And, I don't know much about them, and there wasn't anything in any of the coverage about them. It's kind of weird. They didn't have a lot to say except, oh, they influenced a lot of other people. I was hoping to get more, like maybe see an interview with his brother, but, you know, nothing. So it's just kind of weird. Speaking of Elvis, Wednesday, day after tomorrow, is his birthday. And that kid, that 16-year-old that sings like Elvis, he's
going to
be down at Graceland. He's going to be down at Memphis at the big birthday deal on Wednesday. And it's a whole schedule of stuff that's going on. There are people that come from all over the world
insane.
The date of his death and the date of his birth to do. And I don't have time for the whole rundown, but there's a big special tour. And the Memphis Symphony Orchestra presents Elvis Birthday Pops. That's on Saturday. It goes from Wednesday through the weekend. It's a big, big deal. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a snowplow driver. Picture yesterday. All the people you saw out plowing. Well, he's plowing. It's a big snow, and it's still snowing. It's a blinding snow, and he's plowing, and he's plowing, and he's plowing. He's pushing, and he sees in the mirrors the same car. He notices that it's been the same car for almost an hour behind him. Every turn he made, the car made. He stops, the car stops. He turns left, the car turns left. An hour. And then he can tell in the mirror that it's a blonde woman. So he stops the snowplow and jumps out and runs back to her car. And she rolls the window down. He said, "Are you okay?" She said, "Oh, yeah. I'm fine, thanks to you." He said, "Well, you've been behind me for like an hour. And every turn I make, I just thought maybe you're trying to flag me down and I didn't notice it and you needed help." She says, "Oh, no. She says, I'm on purpose. I'm following you because I know a lot of people think blondes are stupid, but we're not. And in fact, I'm smart enough to know that my daddy's advice to me when I turned 16 and got a driver's license still holds up to this day." And he says, "What are you talking about?" She says, "Well, my daddy always said, if you get in a big, heavy snowstorm, follow the snowplow. That's who you get behind. And you'll always have a path. So that's what I've been doing, following you." He said, "Well, okay, that's fine." He said, "I don't know, you know, what your final destination is, but you're more than welcome to keep following me. When I'm done here at the Walmart parking lot, I'll be heading over to Target."
Ha 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 ha!
All right, let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they're still working with an accident eastbound 44 after Bowles that's got a lane blocked. Also on southbound 270 after Manchester, another crash. Eastbound 44 after 109, you got a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane. They've just cleared an accident on westbound 70 after 79. All the lanes are now open, but traffic a little bit staggered between Mid River Small Drive and 79. And also a crash on southbound 141 at Highway 44. They're in the clearing stages of that. This traffic report is brought to you by Radio Shack. Trade in 5 working portable electronics and get $25 credit toward a Fitbit Flex tablet or more at Radio Shack through 228 in stores. Details at RadioShack.com. Void where prohibited. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
While other stations just did their usual programming, the Big 550 KTRS was on the scene with full team coverage of the worst winter storm to hit our area in 20 years. We will continue to get the latest from Ameren, the National Weather Service, MoDOT, and local officials as this dangerous weather emergency continues. The Big 550 KTRS is there when you need us. When you need us. Depend on it.
When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rock star parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
Hi, this is Jeff Brand from Brant & Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Here's a great new way to go to your favorite restaurant and save money, too. You don't have to clip a coupon or know someone who works there either. It's called Save a Table, and here's how it works. Just go to saveatable.com, enter the zip code where you'd like to eat, the desired date, and number of people in your party. Save a Table will then display the restaurants in that zip code and a percentage off by going at that time. All you have to do is arrive at the restaurant 15 minutes ahead of your reserved time and show them the printout of your confirmation or on your phone. You and your party will be seated, and you'll save anywhere from 20 to 35%. It's that simple. Save a Table is a great way to reserve a table at some great local restaurants and save money at the same time. There are Save a Table restaurants in both Missouri and Illinois. Give it a try. Just go to saveatable.com and see for yourself. You'll save 20 to 35% at some great area restaurants. That's saveatable.com.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone, 314-645-6840 to find out more, arcamidwest.com. But you've tried the others, now try ARCA, 314-645-6840 or arcamidwest.com.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Welcome to the St. Louis RV Show, January 9th through 12th at Interstate 70 and Bryan Road in O'Fallon, Missouri. Come check out all the name brands, Newmar, Thor, Forest River, and many more. New and pre-owned RVs and trailers on sale now with special financing during the show. St. Louis RV welcomes all trades, RV or auto. We also service all makes and models. Free flat screen TVs with all purchases. St. Louis RV Show, Bryan and 70 in O'Fallon, Missouri. Free admission, 314-743-3000.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
I'll tell you what we don't need to hear, and that's what the temperature is wherever he is. We don't want to hear it. Time to go to Southern California, where Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Smokehouse Restaurant. I'm sorry, Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, right next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, closed on Monday. Good timing, Tom. I mean it. Really good timing. And by the time they're open tomorrow, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people ready to go in there and have a great meal or pick up something great from the Smokehouse Market. What do you say we head right out to SoCal? Here is Mike Evans. Yeah. Because I know how much you wish you were here, I'll make it even more enticing.
Don't tease me, Frank. Don't tease me.
By telling you that yesterday into this morning, in certain parts of Illinois, without wind chill, it was an all-time, through the history of record-keeping, record-breaking, 16 below zero.
Oh.
10 below here.
You're talking to Al Gore about global warming, homie.
Well, where is it when you need it?
Exactly.
Let me talk to him now. Al, where's the global warming?
Yeah.
Hell, I don't know where it went.
All right, that's Al Gore.
Al, there you go.
What's going on?
Oh, you know what? Somebody, you know, I don't know where this bottle of wine, but I got an 18-year-old bottle of Cabernet.
Ooh.
Man.
Is that good?
Whoa, is it good. Whoo, it's going down like a milkshake.
Now, is there a point where wine, I've asked this before, where wine goes bad? Like it's, ooh, this is no good anymore?
Man, this is just, this is as good a wine as I've had in the last, this is as good a wine as I've had since the 1980s. Where I used to buy these 64 Charles Krugs that used to cost me $400, $500. It's just fabulous.
Hey, I hope you're not planning on talking about this. If you are, I'd like to shut it down now because it saddens me. Ricky Martin and his longtime boyfriend have broken up. Let's not talk about that. Can we not talk about that?
Man. Oh, man.
I don't even want to talk about
See, he doesn't. Wow. He can't talk about it.
I can't talk about it.
But on the good news front, rapper Eve, I think we all know rapper Eve, just got engaged. So that cheers me
up. Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
What else do you have?
Parker's question, name the name of the chunky comic that rides 5 miles every day on his bike in Malibu trying to lose weight. Jack Black. Kevin James. Adam Sandler. I Ian. Anyway.
Nope.
I told you weeks ago, the Palm Springs Film Festival, great place to spend the first 2 weeks of January, over 500 films, golf, tennis. Oh, did I mention it was 80 degrees today?
No, you didn't.
Hello. So like Saturday night, went to the big dinner and gala. Gee, oh, excuse me. Oh, there's Philip Seymour Hoffman sitting with Tom Hanks. Oh, pardon me. Oh, there's Jane Fonda. Having a drink with Bruce Dern. Meryl Streep over there with Jennifer Lawrence.
You think anybody said, hey, over there's Mike Evans?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts sitting at Sandra Bullock's table. Don't want to drop names, but hey, I'm just telling you who I saw.
Okay.
Lots of films to see this week. I'll be doing it maybe next year, the first 2 weeks of January, folks, in St. Louis. Maybe you ought to come to Palm Springs Film Festival where did I mention it was 80 degrees?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, has anybody in any of these big things ever come up to you and said, I'm sorry, and you are...
No, they know. They never do that.
Okay.
Anyway.
No.
Movie review, Philomena. Stars Judy Dench, a true story about an unwed teen mother who gave up her baby and goes looking for this child who is now 50 years later. Fabulous movie that will get multiple Oscar nominations, already has multiple Golden Globe nominations, only 700 screens, but I'm sure you could find it in St. Louis, probably playing at your artsy-fartsy if you want to venture out in the weather, which you probably don't. Goes nationwide on Friday. Judy Dench and Philomena.
I saw it. I saw it.
Rated PG-13. Go ahead.
No, I'd give it out of four, three and a half, three or three and a half.
138 minutes, 3.5 stars.
Yeah, it's very, very good, and it is a true story.
Great. It's a great movie.
Yeah, it is.
It's and a you know what? Really, there, really there's good a movie, great... and Judy Dench, you know, she's always good.
We've got a terrific crop right now of great movies for the Academy Awards and the Golden Globes. We really do.
Oh, absolutely. I really like Nebraska.
Yeah, much better than I thought it would be. It's in black and white, but it doesn't bother you.
Exactly. Another great New York Post headline, and you folks in St. Louis, I think, can relate. With the city shut down with snow and ice and sub-zero temperatures, the Brooklyn and the George Washington Bridge shut down for a while. New York Post headline screamed, snow way out.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Snow way out. Thank you.
That's good.
Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Odds and ends, Katie Holmes is launching her own new hair product line.
About time.
Yes.
Walmart. Walfart, if you want to check it out.
Go for that.
You know what? I'm going to drink a wine. This wine is so F fine.
You said that.
Man, is that good.
What's the name on the label?
Hold on.
Oh.
I have to go get it.
Hold on.
You go
get the bottle. Oh, man. I thought he'd be drinking right out of the bottle.
Yeah. He's in the other
room. What did he say? How old it was? 18 years old?
I think so.
How do you find a bottle of wine 18 years old?
I don't know.
He used to spend $400. Is that what he said for a bottle of wine? That's insane.
Don't worry.
Okay, I'm back.
All right. Where did you get this 18-year-old wine?
I don't know where it came from.
What do you mean? Just appeared at your house? I mean,
yeah, somebody brought it over or something, and it is a really odd bottle of wine. It is a Chianti. It's an Italian wine.
Chianti.
Chianti Classico.
No, Chianti. That's not how you spell it.
Mike Tyson spelling this thing.
No.
Nice Chianti.
Hey, does wine go bad? You never answered Frank's question.
No, I don't think it does if it's properly corked.
Did you see
that segment? I don't know if it was 60 Minutes or CBS Sunday Morning where that guy is a wine collector,
And he got
I heard about
screwed over by buying these fake wines.
Fake wine. I heard about
and
this.
And he was buying these bottles for millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And he spent like $25 million for lawyers.
Well, you know what? He's nuts.
He is nuts.
He almost deserves it.
It was a Thomas Jefferson wine.
Oh,
that,
my goodness.
He bought three or four bottles. They all ended up being fake.
I know that guy.
Yeah?
I play golf with that guy.
Really?
It's one of the Koch brothers.
Wow.
And they play over at Stone Eagle here in Palm Springs.
So even,
I told you that, Frank.
Even real successful guys.
I was out there with my buddy Homie, and he was in the group ahead of us. We played in the last couple of holes with him.
Even real successful guys sometimes do stupid things.
Yeah, the segment just made him look like an idiot, though, for spending that much money on...
This is an Italian. It says, Castello di Verrazano.
Oh, I think we're all familiar with that.
Verrazano.
Yeah. Man. And there's this guy's picture on the front.
Bill Koch, you're right. Billionaire Bill Koch.
Of course I'm right.
Well, if you're a billionaire, I guess, you know, you just laugh it off.
Wait, it's way on me. Can you tell I've had a few glasses of this wine?
Can't tell at all.
Cannot tell.
On. And finally.
No, I have more stuff.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? I got to mention this. The passing of Phil Everly, who I've known for decades. First met Phil at his house. One of his best friends who enlisted. Phil Everly was a United States Marine reservist that he went in when he was 17 years old. And him and Don and this buddy of mine named Joy Page, and I've known Joy for many years. Joy introduced me to Phil, been to his house a few times. What a wonderful guy. I mean, just a delight. And his passing, and also the passing of Jerry Coleman, who I've known for 30 years. He was the announcer for the San Diego Padres. He lives in L.A., played at Lakeside and Riviera. I used to play golf with him. Just a great guy. Two people that died this past weekend, Phil Everly and Jerry Coleman, who also was a U.S. Marine, a war hero, and he also won world championships when he played with the New York Yankees.
Oh.
Pretty good bio. He was 84, so he used all the runway. Anyway.
No.
Okay, then finally.
There you go. There you go. It's a little attitude when he gets to a certain point in that line.
5 mile bike ride every day, Jack Black, Kevin James, or Adam Sandler.
Kevin James.
We ought to make a bet. If you get all five right.
We don't have time.
Huh?
We don't have time today.
Oh, Christ. You guys are
Peon,
really
what do you
blowing
think?
It.
Adam Sandler.
I'm going to go Adam Sandler because I don't think we're supposed to think it's him, but I think he's porked up pretty good. So I'm going to go Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler's porked up pretty much. It's Adam Sandler.
There you go.
Oh, good job! I think I'll go out and maybe go in a jacuzzi.
Yeah, only you do that.
All right.
Bye, Dammit! Anyway!
Yeah, go ahead.
See ya.
Don't drown.
Oh, my goodness.
You and I got it.
How do you spell it? C.
Adam Sandler. Is it another word, Chianti, for goodness sakes? He's spelling it like he's never heard of it. He's a wine
drinker.
C-H-Y. Even I know Chianti. I don't know a thing about wine.
I C-Y-H.
Oh, by the way.
Let me go find
it. Mike, hey, Mike, spell Chianti again.
A-R.
No.
A-M.
No.
R-I-M.
For 21 years, 52 weeks. Of each of those 21 years, the longest running advertiser on this show, we got to have a plaque made up for American Equity Mortgage. That kind of loyalty, if we had a dozen advertisers with us that long, life would be great. That's a rare, rare thing. But they're not stupid. It wouldn't do if it didn't work. And there are lots of people who can thank American Equity Mortgage for showing them the light when it came to getting rid of bad debt, especially credit card debt. Showing homeowners that as a homeowner, you have a great opportunity sitting right in front of you, and that's to use the equity in that house to borrow money to pay off other debt that's not very smart, primarily credit card debt. Let's say you owe $4,000 in credit card, $6,000, $10,000, whatever it is. Use the equity in your home, let American Equity pay that stuff off. Then it becomes part of your house payment, probably going to even be tax deductible because interest on mortgage payments is tax deductible, and it's a win-win for everybody, especially you. Now it's paid off a lot quicker and a lot less painfully. You can also use that equity to get a home equity loan. doesn't have to be to pay off bills. It can be to take a trip or a wedding or something that's facing you that's a big expense that you don't want to borrow and pay hellacious interest on paying that thing off. Just pay cash for it. Do it the smart way. They'll tell you all about it. They've done it for a long time, for 21 years, in fact. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they're saying they're wrapping up this accident eastbound 44 after Bowles. They're working with a new accident, or a stalled vehicle now blocking the left lane on eastbound 40 after Lindbergh. And you do have slow traffic on southbound 170 from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. This traffic report brought to you by Radio Shack. Get up to $300 when you trade in your eligible working phone at Radio Shack through January 31st. Details at RadioShack.com. Void where prohibited. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The RVs roll into St. Louis Thursday through Sunday for the St. Louis RV Show. On display and for sale are hundreds of RVs, the latest and easy to tow campers, affordable trailers, and luxurious motorhomes. The St. Louis RV Show, Thursday through Sunday. Website at sdlrv.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Right. Hope the car will start. Had the battery checked. They said it's good for another year or two. So that's a smart thing to do, by the way. Have that thing checked. Thank you for being with us. We'll be back here tomorrow. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Frustrating is probably one of the nicer words I could use right now.
Fighting against snow and wind, MoDOT and IDOT working around the clock. How long it might be before we're driving on clear pavement again. St. Louis firefighters seeing an increase in calls, what they're for, and the plea from the fire chief tonight. Hundreds of people without power on the coldest day in nearly two decades. How they managed to stay warm overnight and today.
First at 6, we continue on the Winter Watch, keeping an eye on road conditions and the bitter cold in this extended hour-long edition of Fox 2 News at 6. The Gateway Honda Storm Pilot is on the highways for you tonight to give us real-time updates on the roads. We have live team coverage on the storm's impact. Shirley Washington has delays at Lambert Airport. Charles Jaco's in the city with the 15-inch snowfall, and Paul Shankman is digging out with St. Louis City crews.